When sex stops, love starts.
When does a married life become radiant? It is only when both the husband and wife have a fever, referring to sexual relationship, that they take medicine, that is, have sex. Would anyone take medicine without having a fever? If sexual activity takes place when one of the partners does not have a desire for it, then that married life does not shine. You should take the medicine only if you both have the fever. This is the only medicine. Just because the medicine is sweet, it does not mean you have to take it every day. For a marriage to be harmonious, the man needs to control his passion for sex. All these animals have no control over passion. All great men and women of the past, like Ram, Sita, and others, had control over their passions. Lack of control is a bestial quality. This world is not aware of the dangers of sex. In just a single sexual act, 500,000 lives are lost at a time. Because people do not understand this, they continue to enjoy sex. They do not realize this. Only under extreme situations which become beyond your control should sex occur. Every religion has created the confusion that man has to leave the woman for spiritual progress. Then, where would I go if I did that? Who will cook for me? Should I be running my business or should I be cooking at home? Scriptures and religions have praised the married life. They have not condemned it. They have condemned infidelity and immorality.
Is sex only meant for procreation, or can it be enjoyed through the use of birth control?
No. That was in the past, during the times of sages and ascetics. In those days, the relationship between the husband and the wife was not like it is today. The sages used to marry, but generally they avoided marriage. The prospective wife would argue with him that he would not be able to live properly on his own and would ask him to have a partnership with her. By doing so, they would be able to maintain their religious practices and their devotional rituals while, at the same time, maintain their daily life. Some sages and ascetics accepted such proposals, but they would tell their wives that they would not have a family with them. The wives would agree on the condition that they are given a gift of one son and one daughter from them. Thereafter, there would be no sexual relationship between them and they would live as friends. The ascetics would accept those terms and then they would live together as friends and not as husband and wife. She would take care of all the duties of the home and he would take care of things outside the home. Later, they would sit together to devote their time for spiritual practice. But nowadays, sex has become the main pastime. It has become a business and consequently everything has become ruined. The ascetics were very controlled and wise. Even now, if the union in the marriage is for a son and a daughter, there is nothing wrong with it. Then, if husband and wife live together as friends, they will not encounter any misery in their lives. But instead, they look for happiness in sex and then they start to make demands of each other. The ascetics were a different kind of people. Do you vow to remain absolutely sincere to your wife? If you say yes, then liberation is yours. But you lose that right to liberation the moment you start thinking about other women, because you are indulging in something that is not yours by right. If you take what is yours by right, then there is liberation for you. But if you take anything or enjoy anything that you have no right to, you will be doomed for the animal life. There are limitations to sex between a man and a woman. What are these limitations? There should be no sexual contact or relationship with anyone other than your spouse. If you have sexual thoughts about other men or women, you should do pratikraman and wash them away. The most ominous danger that exists is that of taking pleasure with someone else's wife or husband. There is no danger with your own wife. Now, am I doing anything wrong here? Am I scolding you in any way? Is there anything wrong here? This is my scientific discovery. As far as the ascetics are concerned, there is a special rule for them. They are told not to look at even a statue of a woman. They are not to sit in the same place a woman had been sitting. However, I have not placed such restrictions, have I? In the current time cycle, if you have a sexual relationship with only your spouse, then I consider that as an act of celibacy, that is brahmacharya. If you remain sincere to your spouse, then the benefits you reap from doing so will be equivalent to the benefits one received when practicing the level of celibacy required during the time of Tirthankars, that is, the absolute and fully enlightened lords.
Does this sincerity apply to only physical acts, or does it also include the subtle internal thoughts also, as the mind is such that it cannot refrain from wandering?
Your sincerity is also required at the subtle level. It should also be at the thought level, and if the mind wanders at times, remain detached from the mind, but for that you have to keep doing pratikraman. What is the condition for liberation? It is the vow of one wife and one husband. Vow of true monogamy for both a man and woman will give them liberation. If you are married, then enjoy sex with your wife, which is rightfully yours. If you indulge in carnal activities with anyone other than your spouse, the consequences will be very grave indeed. If you leave your own wife and have an affair with some other woman, then in your next life you will have to roam wherever that woman roams. If she goes into lower life forms or a non-human form, then you will have to go there too. She will take you there with her. Nowadays, this is what happens everywhere. There is no telling where your next birth will be. Anyone who indulges in forbidden sexual relationships will have to endure tremendous physical and mental suffering. Even their daughter will have immoral characteristics in just one rebirth. The law of nature is such that with whomever you had violated the rules of rightful sex, that very woman will become your mother or your daughter in your next life. The moment you violate the rules, you lose your right to be born as a human in the next life. It is a tremendous sin. When you enjoy someone else's wife, then others will enjoy your daughter. Who cares about this in these times? There are always kashais, that is anger, pride, attachment and greed in forbidden sex. And wherever there is kashai, one has to go to hell, that is life filled with severe incessant suffering. However, people are not aware of these consequences, and that is why they do not have any fear. They are not afraid of anything. Your current human life is the reward of your good deeds from your past life. Sex arises out of attraction and ultimately leads to repulsion. When repulsion takes place, vengeance is created, and vengeance is the foundation of this world. Money is a cause of vengeance. Ego is a cause of vengeance. Sex is a cause of vengeance. Of these three causes, sex is the most poisonous. It is sex and sexual desires that are the root cause. Out of your sexual desire arises delusion, and this delusion destroys gnan. Sex is the biggest obstacle. It is the root cause that deludes you. Delusion creates desire for wealth, and excess wealth exacerbates the ego. If sexual desires dissipate, all else vanishes.
So we should know how to destroy the seed, the root cause, but how can we do that, Dada?
It can be done through the process of pratikraman, through alochana, that is recalling the mistake, pratikraman, repenting for wrongdoing, and pratyakhyan, decision not to repeat it.
Dada, is that all? Is there no other solution?
There is no other solution. If you do tap, that is penance, then you bind good karma. And by destroying the root cause, you get results. You become free from the entangles of karma. What does the law of settling with equanimity state? It states that you must make sure that you do whatever you can to prevent binding vengeance with the other party. Become free from vengeance.
How does the binding of vengeance take place? How are the seeds of vengeance from countless previous lives planted?
You will not bind vengeance with a dead man or a dead woman. Vengeance is bound through interactions with the living beings.
Why does that happen, Dada?
It is because of differences of opinions. You want to go to a movie, whereas she may want to go to a play. The timing does not match. So marry only if the timings match. That is, only get married if you are compatible. All the happiness that you have derived from this dependency on sex as a means of pleasure is all borrowed happiness. It is on loan to you, and because it is a loan, you will have to pay it back. You are not enjoying the happiness of the soul, but instead, you have asked for happiness from the body. There is no problem if you take happiness from the soul, but you have borrowed it from the body, and so you will have to pay it back. This is a loan. Whatever pleasure you derived from that loan, you will have to repay by an equivalent amount of suffering. Whatever has been borrowed from the body will have to be paid back to the body. Some people tell me their wives make them beg for sex. I tell them, "You fool, what do you expect when you have no dignity left? By doing this, you have nothing left. Smarten up and become a yogi, that is an ascetic." One woman would make her husband prostrate in front of her 4 times before she would let him touch her. "You imbecile, why not commit suicide instead? Why don't you take a terminal dip in the ocean? At least the ocean is straightforward and there won't be any problems there. You prostrate 4 times for this?"
In the past life, I probably had clashed with her. In this, she has clashes with me. We will have to find a way out of this. What is the solution?
There is a solution for it, but people are mentally weak. The solution is to stop the inclination towards sex. Only then will everything else stop automatically. All the arguments continue because of your inclination for sexual pleasure.
Now how can we do this? How can we stop it now?
Conquer sex.
Dada, we are not able to conquer sex, and that is why we are here at your feet.
Sex for so many years. Sex even in your old age. Wherever you see, it is sex, sex and sex.
We have stopped, but our quarreling has not ceased. That is why we are at your feet, Dada.
That can never be. I have seen that wherever sex has stopped, wherever men have become strong-willed, wherever their minds have become strong, their wives absolutely abide by what they say. There is no other solution other than stopping sex with your wife. The root cause of attachment and abhorrence is sex. The original main cause is sex. This is the starting point of the world. Therefore, if a person wants to stop the cycle of recurrent worldly life, then he has to stop sex. People who do not want any clash and who do not side with quarreling, for them quarreling will continue to occur, but it will gradually decrease. But as long as one believes that clashes are necessary, then clashes will continue to increase. We should not support any quarreling or clashes. Those who have made a firm decision not to be involved in clashes will encounter very few clashes. Wherever there is clash, God is not present. You need to put a stop to the system of double beds and keep single beds and sleep separate from each other in your own single beds. From the time my sexual interaction stopped with my wife, I have been addressing her as Hiraba. Since that time, we have not had any difficulties. The difficulties we had before were primarily in regards to sex, but we also used to have trivial minor arguments. These trivial arguments remained as long as the sting of sex was present. I am telling you from my personal experience. We have this gnan of ours, and because of it, we are saved. But otherwise, if this gnan were not there, the sting of sex would keep on biting you. At that time, I had ego. Just look at this science. All conflicts with the whole world will stop. All clashes with the wife and children will also stop. This science is such that the conflicts stop and you become free.